Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We talked about this, yesterday, 2 days ago, when Paul DePodesta stepped out and he did a one-on-one with the Denver Post and talked about his time here in Cleveland. You know, he talked about the Browns, he talked about baseball and making that transition to going over to the Rockies. Well, now he actually, we would have loved to have had this when he was actually with the Browns, but he stepped out and talked even more to the media where we actually could hear what he had to say. So if his voice sounds unfamiliar to you, it is Paul DePodesta. Yes.
It's just a great line because I had Gilbert Gottfried going through my head, and that's what everybody thought Paul DePodesta would sound like.
That's funny.
It was like something absurd like that. He's actually always been really good when he spoke to the media. I just have no idea why they just decided, it doesn't need to. So, nonetheless, so the man stepped out behind the curtain, if you prefer the Wizard of Oz or Wicked metaphor. He stepped out from behind the curtain, and he was brought in as the president of baseball operations for the Colorado Rockies to help drag them into the 21st century. He was asked about his time with the Browns. In fact, you know what? I'll let the reporter set this up.
Yes.
This was at his press conference being introduced for the Colorado Rockies.
In your last position in Cleveland, you received a lot of blame for the Deshaun Watson trade that objectively was a failure with that organization. Is that fair? And if so, how can you be assured that you won't do something like that again here now in Colorado?
The previous question was about big swings, huh?
Risk.
Yeah. You know, I was also calling plays for the Browns, And I've said this before, I think whenever you have a significant player decision, whether it's trade, big free agent signing, number one draft pick, whatever it is, those are organizational decisions. Those are done collaboratively, like a lot of people on board. And if you're a senior leader of that organization at that time, then you own that decision. I mean, you do. We all do. So that's the way I feel about that. And it's the way I feel about almost all the decisions we made there in Cleveland. I absolutely, own them all. And look, I've said this now for probably 25 plus years. Like, I lost my no-hitter a long time ago. Like a long, long time ago. Like, I'm not perfect. I haven't been perfect. I won't be perfect going forward. Like, we are definitely going to miss again. But hopefully we learn from that, and we learn from both the successes and the failures. And, we get better the next time we need to make a significant decision. And I do feel like I've been able to do that through the course of my career. I feel confident that I'm a lot better today than I was 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And I hope 5 years from now I'm a lot better than I am sitting here today.
What do you think of that?
I think it sounds like a guy who understands that some things didn't go the way that he wanted them to.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like a guy who understands that he still has another opportunity to keep going, and he's not afraid to do something along those lines again.
I just think he... I hope that there wasn't turmoil when he left. It doesn't sound like there was.
No.
I hope there wasn't frustration over the direction that, even if it's bad, I hope that this is, like clean ground that they're leaving on, right? That he just said, I kind of want to go back to baseball. I've been out for a while now. I had success in baseball. I've been around successful organizations, and I love a challenge. And this challenge is now called the Colorado Rockies, and it's time for me to move on from football. And, he left on his own terms. I really hope it's that way. I hope there wasn't stuff going on in the background like, man, we got to get Paul out of here. He's not helping us. Look at 100 losses. I'm not going to sit here and rip Paul DePodesta, because at the end of the day, we really, really, like, he's laughing, take a big swing, right?
So
he knew exactly where he was going. I bet half the people in that room from Denver had no idea what he was talking about.
Right. We'll get into the the play calling part of it that's got everybody slightly hot in a biscuit in a sec. I mm-hmm. had this thought this morning,
mm-hmm.
and I probably should have prepped you for it, but I'm a terrible person for that.
Right.
So I apologize now.
Preparation Dan.
So the Deshaun Watson trade, right?
Yeah.
3 first-round picks.
Yeah.
A couple other things with there, too, but that's the big part of it.
Yeah, we lived it.
Okay?
Yeah.
You traded for a guy who at the time was a top 5 quarterback in the league with a lot of baggage.
Yes.
If, let's say, that happened again, and you were in a position where for some reason, and I'm going to pick a guy from the sky on this, okay? I'm mm-hmm. not saying this is the case. For some reason, the Chargers decided that Justin Herbert needed to find a new home. Or Justin Herbert went to the Chargers and said, I need to get out of here. I'm doing everything myself as Superman.
Okay.
Would you make that move? And the only reason I bring it up is because
now,
I think I would.
Now I would.
Because I think their process for trading for Deshaun Watson was right, which was we needed a top-tier quarterback. We have an ability to get a top-tier quarterback. Let's get one. Now, I say that.
But there's a difference in this because
because Justin Herbert doesn't have a boatload of baggage and didn't sit out the year before.
I mean, the worst thing about Justin Herbert is Yahoo News Canada says Justin Herbert's girlfriend stuns in risque low-cut gown. I mean, that's like,
yeah.
No way, we're not going to bring that. We're not bringing that guy in.
And I'm picking that one from the sky because I wanted somebody who was on a team he's kind of propping them up right now, struggling a little bit, who we all think is a pretty good quarterback.
Here's why, because you can get away with it and it can only be a 2-year run. You give up both, not that I want to give up both first picks yesterday, but you could give away, if you had to give away 3 first-round picks, it's a lot softer landing when you have 2 in one season. You know what I'm saying?
It's a good point.
So, you know, and it gives you a chance. If it doesn't work, okay, that the window has changed a little bit. It was the whole process of the way the Baker thing went down that makes it sting so much harder. That's the problem. The problem is there had to have been a way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
To try to figure it out with Baker before he went, even after he went to social media and said he said goodbye, there had to be a way for calmer heads to prevail and to kind of say, you know what, Baker, it was like a one-night stand. You know what I'm saying? It was like the Browns had a one-night stand with Deshaun, and then all of a sudden Deshaun's like, yeah, this is over. We're not really, you can kick the tires on this, but we're not doing this. And then they're like, no. We are going to give you every dollar in the world to come marry us because the person you were with is now gone and they are never, ever coming back. And I wish Baker had to struggle there for a while before he was able to find Tampa. So, I mean,
absolutely.
Baker probably could have avoided the struggling period in his career. The Browns could have just saved themselves from embarrassment. Let's not forget, I mean, Myles Garrett said, I'm gone. Exactly the same thing that Baker did, right? Mm-hmm. And by the way, Baker was in that position once Deshaun said no to get that max deal and still said no. That's I don't think we're ever going to have another story like this again because the personalities in that drama is a movie. The whole thing's a movie. It's a bad one, too.
On top of the fact that you could see the pluses and minuses through the whole thing. And It's part of what I wonder with Dee Podesta.
I'm also wondering how vested Dee Podesta was in that decision. He'll sit here and say groupthink. We'll sit here and talk about Kevin Stefanski and say groupthink on Deshaun too. I don't know why I will. I mean, I know why, because I've had conversations with people and like, I go back and forth on really what happened. I think I know what happened. It's going to be a great book when it comes out, when it's all said and done.
Oh, heck yeah.
When we hear from everybody involved,
it'll be a bestseller.
I really struggle to think that Kevin Stefanski stood on the table and said, I have to have Deshaun Watson now. I can't see that. I just can't see it. And I also think Paul Dee Podesta wasn't jumping on the table to say, we have to have Deshaun Watson now, and we need to give him the biggest contract ever. Let's get rid of a bunch of first-round picks. Like, I don't see either one of those guys standing on the table, and I think Paul can understand this, because that's the way the Guardians Indians operate.
Yeah.
I mean, they would sit around and have conversations and say, are you willing to put your job on the line for us to make this big of a commitment to this kind of a player? Remember, that's an organization that's like 25% of the total payroll. Ain't happening. Jim Thome was like the only guy I could ever think of that they probably, Manny was probably close, where they said, because they see the business side of it and say, well, is it worth doing this? Now, I know that the salary cap thing changes things for the NFL compared to baseball, but am I wrong? Do you think that either one of those two guys stood on the table and said, we have to have Deshaun right now? I don't think Kevin
did it.
They
all sat in a room and they said, all right, three first-round picks for one of the five best quarterbacks in football. And if you lay it out that way, who was 25 at the time, right? I think it was 25.
Yeah.
If you lay it out that way, you can understand the intrigue in wanting to make that trade. If it's why I picked Justin Herbert as the name, because Justin Herbert was a proven quarterback and all of those things. Now, again, Herbert does not have that baggage. And I think the baggage probably should have been the moment that we all looked at each other and said, all right, maybe this isn't worth what we're about to put into it. Maybe the baggage is what should have turned people off. But if somebody came to you and said top five quarterback, I don't think you need analytics or anything else. If you put yourself back in that mind of 2021, where you're looking around and saying, we have a defense that is built. We have an offense that is pretty much built. Granted, swapped out Odell Beckham Jr., swapped out Jarvis Landry, brought in Amari Cooper, made some moves in between there. Maybe the offense not totally as built, but when you bring that guy in, it's a multiplier for everybody around you. You can understand the thought process, and I think that's what Paul Dee Podesta is getting at, is he's going, yeah, this may have gone wrong, but boy, oh boy, I don't think my thought process was off.
I'll buy what you're selling.
I could be way off basis. Like it would be really hard for all of us. I mean, goodness, there's a chunk of people out there who are in dynasty drafts right now who may have somebody coming to them going, hey, give me your two first-round picks, and I'll give you, I'm trying to think of who, Jaden Daniels has been so banged up at this point. I'll give you Josh Allen. And they're probably looking at their dynasty league going, yeah, that's a top five quarterback, right? Like you're kicking that around in false land, let alone you could do it for a living. I don't think the thought process was totally off. It's just the baggage part of it that bit you, and the injuries. But you couldn't really see the injuries coming.
Yeah, I don't want to get... I just want this franchise to move forward. I want to see something good. I don't care which quarterback that is currently on the roster.
110% agree.
Leads them to next season. There's a chance that all four quarterbacks aren't here next year. All four of these guys.
Yeah.
There's also a chance that, two of them will be here next year.
Exactly.
And Bailey Zappi will probably be one of them.
Yes.
Just when you think you understand it, you don't. I think that's the one caveat of being a Browns
fan. Bailey Zappi is going to become the player version of Chris Tabor. So whoever takes over is just going to inherit Bailey Zappi.
Chris Tabor.
It's just not going anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and T's apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.